It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and good Thursday to you. It is March the 9th, and this is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7. We're stretching out across the dial, you know, because our guests are so important. They have so much to say. We want everyone to hear us. Yeah. So no matter where you're at, Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead, one of those three channels, you might have to just turn it just a tad and get us better than you did before. So a couple things going on. I want to tell you about the CERT team. If you want to join the CERT team, all you have to do is call the Bullhead City Fire Department, 758-3971, and tell them you're interested in CERT. They'll get a hold of somebody to call you back and tell you when they meet and how they train. And they help the police department, the fire department, all kinds of special events, and obviously disasters too, and fires, and, you know, weather related. So if you want to join the CERT team, 758-3971. March 4th to the 15th, which is coming up, it's Cover to Cover Club. Read 5 library books from the Bullhead City Library, the Mojave County Library in Bullhead City, and you win a free In-N-Out cheeseburger or hamburger, ages 4 to 12. Sorry, Andy, 4 to 12. Ages 4 to 12, and you can call the Bullhead City Library if you have questions, 928-758-0714. All right, now into the studio. And we have, oh, Summer Breeze. We're ready for Summer Breeze, I think.
We are ready for
that. My guest today, it was going to be Eddie from Bullhead City, assistant to Toby Cotter, but he's stuck in meetings in Phoenix. So Andrew Severiano said, I'll do it.
Larry, I'm just as good. I'm like the assistant to the city manager as well. So, you know.
Yeah. And you've been there longer than Eddie.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, Toby knows. I'm like his right-hand man.
So, at the police department now, as a lieutenant, there's like 5 lieutenants?
Yes, sir.
You are in charge of major events.
Correct.
Other things, too.
Right.
But major events. And that in itself requires an instant action plan.
Correct.
And which the public doesn't know, but that I do. It's about a 14-page document.
Right.
Including maps and everything else. And because we used to have those on wildland fires.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
And then it was bigger than 14. But yours is probably at least 14 to start?
At least 14, just with the logisticals for my guys, the manpower from the police department. And then we add in the fire, medical, maps.
Right.
And then contingencies, mitigation plans, everything that goes into it of the what-ifs, right?
I'll bet you're glad you had this after the river run.
Well, yeah. Yeah, this is one of those where, well, we have so many annual events now, it's like practice.
Right.
I mean, we just keep going with these.
And the river run got to that point because they would bring in, I remember they used to set up Clark County's emergency vehicle at Davis Camp.
Right.
You know, and you bring in other units to help with a big event like that.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, we're going to have a river run on the Bullhead side later on in April, and so
right,
we'll do it all over again. I'm just glad I don't have the regatta.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, right? The regatta is the one I don't want. That I worked plenty of those.
You missed it as far as being the
correct, the planner. Guy. Correct.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So, and that was Brian. Did Brian bring you in on
Brian's? Yeah, Brian's my mentor. He kind of showed me, I would say, an eighth of what he knows. I mean, Brian does this stuff in his sleep.
And that took 3 days.
Yeah, I wish I knew half of what he knows. I mean, this stuff is tough. And You touch it every day, and he told me that one time, you know, you're going to do your job, but you're going to touch emergency management every day. And I didn't really know what he meant until he threw me into this thing. And, man, it is a full-time job in itself, but, of course, I have my regular job, which I'm the patrol lieutenant. So anything in uniform that happens throughout the day and night, I'm in charge of that as well.
Your phone rings a lot.
All day and all night. Yeah. Just ask my family. They hate it.
Yeah, I bet they do. So there's one patrol lieutenant, and it's you.
Correct.
And then you have special events.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have four screens. If you go to my office, I have four computer monitors, and all of them have something on it.
Yeah, they're all different.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Because, wow, holy cow. So then how many sergeants do you have under you for patrol?
So we have six sergeants, and then I have one traffic corporal under me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Eddie.
Correct.
Yeah. The other Eddie.
The other Eddie, yes. Espinosa.
Espinosa, yeah. And they... He's riding a bike now.
He is, yeah. He's riding a bike. He enjoys that. He went up to Las Vegas Metro, took their course.
Right.
And he's doing really well in that section. I would see him being a sergeant, if not a lieutenant, and beyond real soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. I like
him. Yeah, because I've had him in here a few times.
Oh, he's on top of it.
He teaches domestic violence at the academy.
He does. He teaches a lot of stuff. He's a DUI guru. He goes around the state and does DUI classes. HGN, and then, of course...
And the big thing there is understanding the difference between intoxicated on alcohol
and drugs. Correct.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
And that's
there.
A DRE, and that's what he is as well, a drug recognition expert. So.
Yeah. So, because now with marijuana being legal, but you're not supposed to drive on marijuana.
Correct.
People don't know that or understand that.
They don't realize that. Yeah, yeah, correct.
Oh, I can drive on marijuana. I was driving on marijuana before it was legal.
Right.
But they still can't. But you have to know the difference when you book them.
Absolutely. You got to look for the signs and all of those things that go into it. And, so.
And it's behavior.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, special events. I have the Kiwanis Kids Expo in a couple of weeks. You're going to stop by. I mean, you brought your family down before, but I
have.
Do I need to bless you or you need to
bless? I actually will not be at that event, Larry, and I will tell you why. I'm actually flying out the day before to Virginia to the National Emergency Management Conference where we meet with all the state level emergency managers. And, and the goal is to do some true networking to bring some of those dollars back to Mojave County from the state capital from the country capital out there. And so,
You've been to the National Fire Academy, I'm sure.
I have, yes. Yeah.
In Emmitsburg.
Yes, yes.
That's a big place.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Been there several times.
A week long worth of that. That was the basic academy.
Right. That's for emergency management.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they have advanced.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm working on now, all those advanced ones.
Because you have to take classes. You have to do things to prepare for that advanced class.
Correct. There's a lot of prereqs to get into those classes.
Crossing T's and dotting I's. And,
for sure.
Wow. What a change for you.
Absolutely.
From patrol,
SRO.
School resource officer, yeah.
Yeah.
You did that for quite a while.
I did. I missed those days. I'm not going to lie. I missed those days. I missed those kids. A lot of great memories.
And Fox Creek Junior High is a nice campus.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, if you're working that, it's one of the nicer campuses in our school district,
yeah,
I think.
I did 1 year at Bullhead Middle School, which was great. A different environment, but I really enjoyed the kids there and the interaction that you get to have with them that I don't normally get to have. So that was fun. Was
and then year. What was the anti-drug program that you started with the students up there?
So that was SAD.
SAD,
the
right.
Students Against Destructive Decisions.
Right.
We did a lot of cool things then. I actually took a group of kids to D.C. one
wow.
year. We met with a couple of senators about highway traffic safety.
Oh,
and,
wow.
and back then, this was not even a thing.
Right.
We were working on distracted driving back then.
Wow.
This was early.
And the word distracted driving wasn't out there yet.
No, it wasn't. This was 10 or 11. So,
wow.
Of course, it's 10 years ago.
And we don't have a SAD group now up there, do we?
At Fox Creek, I'm not sure, but the high school just started one up. I'm actually helping Officer Walker.
Okay.
So
cool.
If you have an Instagram, they just started their Instagram. They're trying to get some followers there. So I would encourage people to go follow that Mojave SAD.
Get him in here on a Friday.
Absolutely, yeah. Officer Walker would love to be in here.
Talk to him. We'll get him in here on a Friday.
Let's do that.
He doesn't work for you.
He doesn't work for me, but hey, I can make it happen, Larry. Come on now. My hands reach far.
Just text Andy and everything can happen. Yeah. So right now the air show is probably the next big event that you are a part of.
Yes, that's what I've been working on probably for the last
and then two
8 weeks, months.
Then 3 weeks later is the River Run.
So yeah. I'm all done with air show as far as paperwork wise. So I actually started today with River Run.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's on to the next one. I mean, that's how it goes, right? And when I finish River Run, we'll start looking at Labor Day, Memorial Day, and 4th of July because those are our big holidays coming up.
So are you down to one cell phone? Or
two.
Two.
Two cell phones, an iPad, and a Surface Pro. All work-related and all going at once sometimes.
And you carry them with you all the time?
All the time in a backpack. Yeah. It's always with
me.
You never know when I'm going to have to get deployed out.
Well, so. and And to prove that was the big storm that hit at 6 o'clock on a Sunday night.
I don't even
night.
Want to think about that, Larry. Don't even tell me about it.
Because you told your wife, you start changing clothes or whatever.
I did.
Your wife said, where are you going? You go, I'm going to work.
I'm going to work, and I didn't see him for 2 days, yeah.
2 days.
Yeah.
Wow. So, but that comes with the job.
It does. It does. Yeah.
And that's the part that it hits you on surprise.
Right.
You know, like we see this in major cities, like the train crashes that we're seeing now every other day, but we see these incidents in major cities.
Right.
But we never expected a monsoon storm to do that kind of damage.
No, not like that. And we hadn't seen one like that in a very long time.
And you lived here a long time.
Since 96.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And the last time we saw something even smaller than that was a regatta year when we lost power.
Right.
But that was only for maybe 8 hours or so, and it was nothing like we saw.
Yeah, compared to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
When the whole town lost power.
Right.
Hey, everybody was crying. And you couldn't call anybody.
No, the towers were down. You know, though, I guess if you're always looking for the silver lining, we learned a lot. From that emergency.
Yeah.
A lot of things we obviously could have done better, lot of things that we would change moving forward, and a lot of people that we would call much quicker in an emergency response. And so,
but that's part of the job and everything that you do. I mean, the bike rodeo, you know, every year you're going to learn something new about
absolutely.
It. Mike Kiwanis Kids Expo. I'm walking around with a clipboard all day long making notes.
Well, that's what the after-action plans are for, right?
Exactly. So, and Bo Helms at the Chamber does a great job of putting together an after-action plan after, like, the Taste of Bullhead a couple weeks ago and all that. And because he's trained that way, too. He's
a
swift water rescue swimmer, rescue lifeguard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he'll be out there this summer.
Oh, absolutely.
And you spent some summers on the river.
Oh, yeah. 10-plus years out there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were telling me before we came on the air, you're a watercraft collision
reconstruction
expert.
Yes.
That's a big title.
It is. It's tough. I mean, to realize how the jet skis hit or a boat hit with no brakes and no skid marks takes a little bit more, you know, technologically savvy, you know.
Yeah, because there's no brake pads. There's no way to
measure. No skid marks like on the highway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you do the measurements.
Right.
But on the river and on the water, especially with a current, you need to look at the current speed. And then, of course, the angle, the dents, the cracks, the scuffs, and all of those things matter depending on how they hit.
Because through classes that you've learned, the type of damage dictates the speed?
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
And then the angle of which the cracks will send it, you know, the fiberglass, depending on the
boat. Did you read in the paper where this 16-year-old that slammed in the back of a boat on a watercraft and killed a guy? A couple of years ago, now he's 18, and he was sentenced to something like 20 months or something.
I did not see that.
Oh, my God. I posted it on Facebook. I went, what the heck? Who's this judge?
I did not see that.
Yeah, because it was a minimal amount of time, and I'm like, we killed the guy, you know?
Yeah, that's a tragic event. I mean, there's no good way around that.
But that kind of comes with the badge, too. You do all this investigation. I don't care if it's a home burglary, a robbery at one of our fast drives. And then it goes before the judge and everything, and you go, why did I do all this work, and he's going to get 6 weeks in jail?
Well, you can't really look at it like that. You know, you got to do the job best of your ability for the people involved and the victims involved. And and after you turn it over, if you know you turned a well packet over to the prosecutors, then that's for them to follow up on. And whatever happens, you know, we have no control over that.
Sometimes that's tough, though.
It is tough. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But I think if we look at it in that aspect of, you know, we're doing it for them or whatever. It makes it harder when you're trying to worry about the outcome.
Right.
I think the investigation and the evidence, and you present a nice packet, and that's all you can do.
All right. 20 after, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. We'll talk about parking for the air show. That's going to be a big nightmare.
Yeah, well, not so much. I got good plans here and a lot of important information to share.
Okay, tell me why. All right, coming right up. But also this Friday, there's a concert at Lee Williams High School, 7 o'clock. Trying so hard to steal that first.
Friends, family, and co-workers are meeting for lunch at ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall. Nothing frozen, always fresh. Enjoy your choice of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, delicious protein shakes, and awesome smoothies. Ask about meal prep solutions. See the complete menu, ProFit Kitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Anderson Power Sports launches Summer on the Lake, April 14th to 16th, with the 32nd Annual Lake Havasu Boat Show. The pride of the Lake Havasu Marine Association, the Lake Havasu Boat Show is the largest outdoor boat show in the West. Due to this year's show already a sellout, the Lake Havasu Boat Show has now expanded with more vendor opportunities. Don't wait. Go to LakeHavasuBoatShow.com to learn all about it. That's LakeHavasuBoatShow.com. This year's Lake Havasu Boat Show will be on the shores of Windsor Beach 4, April 14th, 15th, and 16th.
There's a little music there. There it is. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by East West Financial Services. You heard Jack yesterday. If you're planning retirement, sit down with him for free and talk about it. How does he protect your principal protection? How do you plan for retirement? How do you plan for estate planning? He knows how to do that. Call him. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City, and he'll sit down with you 30, 40, 50 minutes. He don't care. An hour. He can do it over the phone or do it in his office, and it's free. Call 928-888-9828. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Well, it's a beautiful day out there, but it could still turn cold yet before the month is over. And how's your home or your office heating system? Is it doing the job? Well, in Bullhead City and Needles, most people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them come and come to your home and take care of your comfort tools, your thermostat, your furnace, your heater, heat pumps. Arizona Comfort Solutions, they can do it all. Call 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. You heard from Megan yesterday. They're planning. You need to bring your friends and your family to Laughlin Ranch on March 31st for an evening outdoor concert with the Sounds of the Eagles. Get your tickets now for an Eagles tribute band, Outdoors Under the Stars. General admission tickets are $50, first come, first serve. And VIP is $100. And she said yesterday you're going to be sitting at round tables and you can sit there and relax and eat and drink. Oh, and you don't pay for that. It's $100 for your seat and that's it. Yeah. And then there's an after party. You can get all the information and your tickets at LaughlinRanch.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, if you're looking to expand, you want a bigger home, you need to add a room onto your home, maybe you just want to remodel the inside. Well, you can do that with Mojave Mortgage. Call 928-288-2691. You get a hold of Chad. You go in and sit down in his office and you tell him how much you need. He gives you some paperwork to fill out. Let's say you need... let's say you're doing a little remodel. You need $60,000. Okay, well, he can do that. All right, you sit down at his desk and you start filling out two or three pieces of paper for $60,000. And then you look up and he's gone. Wait a second, there's no door or window behind him. Where did he go? Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. He goes down to the vault and he gets your $60,000, brings it up on a silver platter and says, here you go. It's that simple. And Mojave Mortgage, well, almost. And Mojave Mortgage, Call him. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right, we're back with Lieutenant Andrew Severiano with the Bullhead City Police Department in charge of special events and how do they classify that?
Well, the title is actually Emergency Management Coordinator.
Oh, okay.
But it pretty much covers all special events.
Yeah, it does. Huh? You know, and the hardest one you ever had to do was the services for your partner.
Yes. Yeah, Lieutenant Sessions was real tough. Yeah. And I was early in that position. I mean, I think I was only a couple months in.
Right.
And so not only was I learning the position, but also having to deal with it emotionally.
Yeah.
And try to figure it out. It was super tough. It's still a blur. I couldn't even tell you some of the things I even did.
Right. Because it's a lot different when it's close.
Right.
You know, air show's one thing.
Right. Yeah.
But now you got to plan something for somebody that you've known.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, you want to make sure that it's perfect.
Right.
I mean, this is a big deal and this is important and we want to make sure that we get it right.
And it was.
And
I was there.
You're just so stressed out, you know.
Yeah. But it was. I was there and it was first class. You know,
well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I finally let out my own emotions the day of because up to it, you got to hold all that in.
And the chief did that too when he was up there.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
Burl Barbecue and Kiwanis Kids Expo, you don't really worry about those things too much or the carnival?
No, not those things as much. Just depends on what it is. Those things kind of handle themselves. I mean, as far as more bodies on the streets, as far as police officers, we do that.
Right.
So this weekend, for example, we have the TOC, Tournament of Champions for the softball.
Right.
So we'll have a couple more officers on the streets
for
that, traffic control for that. And then we're always aware of everything that goes on, the carnival or even the holiday events at Rotary Park. So we're always aware of all the things. Dave, Heath, and I work real close together with our schedules as far as he'll share with me, hey, I have 160 teams coming in or whatnot.
Right.
And that's important. It's important to have those relationships in the city so that we can work together to be successful.
Yeah, because you know then Riverview is going to really be a busy freeway.
Right, absolutely, right.
Yeah. So you do some planning for some of those events.
I do.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And kind of in the shadows. Those are in the shadow planning. Soccer tournaments, we know that goes on, you know.
They're not.
The rib competition, all of those
things. They're not the emergency management plan and all the time. So, but you said you just started the rib. Well, let's go back. Let's talk about the air show.
Yes.
And where and how people are going to park.
Yeah. So April 1st is the air show. And so we have contracted with some buses from Kingman, Bullhead and the high school district to be running those buses constantly. And we have four lots. So we have orange, red, blue, green, and pink. So it starts with the blue one.
How did you get to pink?
The pink is community park. That's kind of the overflow park.
There you
right?
go.
That's last man standing. But the blue one starts at Sam's Club.
Okay.
And that big area that is would be north of Sam's Club, northeast or west of Sam's Club by...
it's all flat there.
All flat there. And we'll have signs. Signage is key, right?
Right.
We learned that from Regatta. Signage is key.
Yep.
And pre-information such as this leading up to the event is what makes it successful.
Right.
And so buses will have signage. We'll have people there directing traffic. We'll have people there directing where to go, what you can bring, what you can't bring, all of those type of things. And the buses will run nonstop starting... at 9 o'clock is when they'll reach their assignment. Buses will start moving at 9:15.
Okay. Wow.
So,
and then as that one fills, where do
not even as that one fills. They'll be rolling to all of them except for pink, but that's the blue lot. And then we do have the red lot, which is on 7th and 95. Oh, I'm sorry, which is Airport Center Drive across from Carl's Jr.
Okay.
That lot, which is basically Riverside lot.
Right, okay.
So that's the red lot. So plenty of parking there, as we know, and buses will run you up to the air show, drop
lot.
You off. And then we have the green lot, which is, for lack of a better term, it's where the fireworks are set off every
year. There you
year,
go.
Right?
Yep.
Everyone knows where that parking lot's at.
Yep.
So that's the green lot. And then you continue moving south, and we have the orange lot, which is 7th Street.
Okay.
And a lot of people will recognize that as the old Mallow's lot.
Right.
And that's
right.
just the easiest way to say
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
And so once those lots are filled, then we'll start a community park as the overflow and taking them up to the airport. So,
are you worried about traffic congestion on 95?
That's always a concern.
From
the
post office to the bridge?
That's always a concern, and I'll tell you what, the center meeting is not helping with that.
Yeah.
especially for emergency responses. So I've met with the Corporal Espinosa, our traffic supervisor, and we've devised kind of a plan of what I expect if we have a broken down vehicle or a traffic accident or anything of that. How do we get the buses through? How do we keep this traffic moving? And so we have four guys dedicated to just traffic control in that area.
Okay.
And so we're hopefully that our plan will work, but we never know until the day of.
Now,
right?
Do you also have to worry like that for that day in that location? You have to worry about refreshments for these guys? They need.
Yes.
It's going to be hot.
Oh, absolutely.
It's April.
Yeah, absolutely.
And some of them are going to be on bikes.
Right.
And so where are they going to get ice cold water all the time?
Well, we're going to have our EOC up at the airport at the fire barn.
Okay.
And so they know that they can go there and rehab. I have two supervisors that will be roving that will relieve everybody that has a post position in that area.
Oh, good.
Because
okay.
we have them posted on multiple streets up there. And then we have, of course, two squads in the venue. And so we have guys roaming around to check that, relieve those guys, and they can get rehab. And then, of course, at the bus stops for all the volunteers, there's going to be ice chests and then box food lunches, all those things provided.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, do you have to bring in extra personnel that day?
Of course.
How many?
Of course.
Roughly.
A good amount. I don't like to say a number. Okay. You know what I mean? I don't think that's fair to throw numbers out there and give all our secrets away.
Okay.
But just enough to make sure that we're safe in this event.
Right.
You know, obviously safety is our biggest concern in the venue.
Sure.
And then moving outside the venue and moving people in and out without any problem.
So you're going to have law enforcement officers at the airport?
Absolutely.
Out there with the static displays?
Correct, correct.
Do they have to get there squads. Early so they can quit gawking at the
We'll have our briefing at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they'll be on post by 9 and the gates don't open till 10.
Okay.
So they'll have an hour to kind of get the layout of what they need to, you know.
Jim, come here, look at this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They'll get an hour to kind of look at stuff and get a feel for where the exits are,
right.
What their plan might be if they need something. And then, of course, we have two ATVs that will be roaming inside the airport, but that's more for the hot box on the other side to make sure that the area is clear when the display or when the show starts.
Yeah, that's going to be a big part too in this.
Yeah,
sky.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But now you don't have to worry about the sky, do you?
Well, I do. Yeah, I mean, obviously. So I'm actually I've been back and forth with the National Weather Service out of Las Vegas, and so we're looking for different things. You know, as far as visibility, if it's going to be rainy, windy, dusty, anything like that. I'm going to be receiving updates 7 days moving into the day of the event.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't plan for that today.
No.
You're planning for all of them.
They'll be emailing me and texting me 7 days in all the way to the morning of the event. I've already talked to Trevor up there. We'll speak again the morning of the event. He'll let me know if he sees anything that we need to be concerned about. And then, of course, we'll activate a plan that makes sure that everyone is safe.
Right. Wow.
So,
you know, on Wildland Fires, we had a meteorologist that was a part of the team.
Which would be nice, but I'm a one-man team, Larry. I mean, when you talk about planning, logistics, and tactical, everything, I'm a one-man team.
Like, yeah, but that's how important weather is.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a break. I want to tell you that tomorrow on Paul LaVoie's show, Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould will be in his studio. Don't forget, on Monday we change times. I'm going to move to 10 to 11. Paul stays at 11 o'clock, but that's when we flip our clock Saturday night. And so I flip till 10 a.m. in the morning, starting on Monday. I'll be on before Paul LaVoie and Speak Out. It'll be the Speak Out warm-up show. And then tomorrow I'm going to have Kristen Ott and James Edwards here from Kingman, the Gardens, and the Lingenfelter Center. So hope you'll tune in tomorrow for that. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat some more with Lieutenant Andrew Severano right after this.
As I was walking down the street.
Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafara, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won us many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities, offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or LaughlinRanch.com.
Bugs are outside and inside on the Colorado River 24/7, 365. So if they're in your home or business, call Barron Pest Solutions, 758-5499. No one wants a visitor or a customer seeing a dragon crawling across your floor. Call Barron there today, bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective treatments that turns termites, spiders, scorpions, and dragons away from your home or business, 758-5499. Solving your bug problems, Barron Pest Solutions, quality experience, family.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by, how about Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery? Are you ready next week for St. Patrick's Day? Corned beef and cabbage at Perkins, garlic baby, red potatoes, and carrots. Next Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, 11:30 a.m. till 9, only at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. Pick your size, pick the windows, pick the door, and you want a porch, you want a ramp, they got all that too. Stop by today and see the selection at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave, or you can call Robert at 928-758-24. There we go. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you want to enter the world of healthcare, here's your opportunity to get paid while you're learning about healthcare. Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. Then you get paid more when you get that certificate. Yes, legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services or someone who wants to become a certified nursing assistant, have them call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron Services, all at one number, 928-758-5499. Back with the lieutenant, emergency services lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
So you feel confident that you said you've moved on to start looking at the river run. So
correct.
You've got the air show where you want it.
Yeah, the air show is pretty much it's ready to go. So
okay.
And unless something changes weather wise, right? That's the only contingency.
That's
now
true.
Is if something changes weather wise, then we'll have to adapt. But
and
I think we're ready.
We
for
could
that.
Get a monsoon storm in May,
Larry,
in April. Anything
like
can
that.
Happen, you know. Well, I'm just saying anything can happen, like you said, because of the weather, because you don't know what to expect. You're going to get an email and conversation that day.
Correct, that morning.
Tell the rest of the officers what to expect.
Right, yeah, and that's what we'll have at the briefing at 8, right? Give them a little insight of what we expect, what we, as far as not only weather, but people, anticipation of you know, the crowds and hotel occupancy plays a big role in what we do, right? So we have good connections here. And if we know if the casinos are sold out, that's a lot of people, right?
Yep.
And so we keep an eye on all that. I mean, all of that matters leading up to any big event. You have to keep an eye on that stuff.
Well, and you and you're learning too, I'm sure, that like the chambers, they're advertising in San Diego and and Long Beach and you know, LA, and so they're interested in getting some of those people out here that might not have been here before just for the air show, but they're gonna stay in a casino.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And so one of our big draws as well is we've teamed up with Las Vegas, their aviation air shows. And so Nellis has a big one every year.
Right.
And you're talking about huge, right? So we've teamed up with them where we now share ideas that we may end up sharing partnership that every other year that we do the air show, but we're sharing networking. So they have all of our stuff. We have all of their stuff. And, so,
and that's 90% of your position, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Contacts and networking. And,
yeah. Oh, and, you know that. Networking is everything. I mean, in any business, I believe.
Right. But I think in your industry, you have to worry about electrical and gas and the fire service and the casinos and GMs and security chiefs and city managers and then you've got this thing called a Colorado River with a border, you know, and both sides and mutual aid and everything else. So and then your chief's going to look at you and say, what are we doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As I'm going on vacation. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be back in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
So you're going to be in the op center.
Correct.
Emergency operations center.
I have myself and Captain Harms will be there as well.
Good.
He'll be my assistant, even though he outranks me.
You're a little bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a tiny little guy.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. He but you need a right-hand person that knows what you know or kind of knows what you know.
Right, absolutely.
To be able to be in sync with you and make command decisions.
Well, absolutely. Well, and Jason's been around since the birth of the regatta and
yes,
actually in that capacity because he used to be right there with Brian and he used to set up the cameras at Rotary Park. And, and so he actually probably has a little bit more experience than me in that area because for the regatta, I was on the boots on the ground working. Right. I wasn't in the command post.
Yeah, you were.
So
on
he
boat.
Actually has probably way more experience when it comes to that.
So it'll be a good team.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you always bring the best guy with you, right? That's how it works.
Okay. So no, who's bringing the best guy? You or the captain?
I guess it depends on who you ask, right?
There you go. Okay, so we were going to mention some of the other events, and the River Run is another one.
Correct.
That. You work with Larry Topping
and
Sean Hammond. Now he's kind of joined partners in there too. But and I know Larry and Sean well. They want a successful event without an event within the event.
Oh, absolutely. I think we all do. I think we all do. I mean, that's what we all strive for is to have a successful event without any, like you call it, inside events, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and a lot of that is your prep, their prep,
right?
You know, but you're the one that has to worry about laws and
right. And I think a lot of that, if you want to have successful events such as that one, is the communication not only between us and them, but the partnerships of other law enforcement entities that will be coming in to assist us,
right?
Because we can't do it alone.
No,
Arizona DPS, Department of Public Safety, is a tremendous help, and there's no way we pull it off without
them. And they just have a new captain in Kingman.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So kind of a new body up there.
But he's been around before. I think it's Andy Schertz, if I, I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He's been the local get 'em guy for a long time.
Oh, okay.
So we work well with him. We know him.
Good.
And so, like I said, in order to be successful, I think the communication from all of us – and that's why we meet with Larry and Sean
forward. When you talk about get 'em, because unfortunately there are motorcycle gangs that may show up uninvited and may show up without anyone knowing it.
Well,
and you got to be prepared for that.
Yeah, and they're enthusiasts just like anyone else when it comes to the activities that the run has for them. And so, I mean, they come and we don't anticipate any trouble. But like you said, we have to be ready for anything and hopefully they just enjoy themselves. I mean, as you know, Stir just does it every year with millions of people and we never hear about any crazy events.
No.
I mean, everyone likes to remember the loft, the one here at Harris, but I mean, it was one of those things, right?
I remember walking into Harris at 1:00 a.m. and I see everyone is spread eagle on the ground. I opened Harrah's as the casino,
right?
And before I was the PIO, and it was like that day because I walked in and you couldn't hear a thing. The place was silent. Everyone's
right.
on the ground, spread eagle. All the metro officers are standing around with automatic weapons. And you, I walked up to Southie, the chief, who was already there, and I said, "Do we have everybody out of here that's hurt?" And he goes, "Yeah, why?" I said, "Then let's go.
Yeah.
We got
why
no
are we
vest.
Still here?
We got no vest. We got no pistola. We got nothing. We got to get out of here." You know, and because it was just a chaotic scene.
Yeah, and it's one of those where we hope to never see that again, but we got to be prepared for it.
Right. Right.
And so
be prepared for the worst and hope for the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. So what comes after the air run or the, well, the river run?
So after the river run,
then
we just kind of start looking towards our summer crowds, right? We know that community park with the new boat and the restaurant that's going to open there is going to bring a bigger crowd.
Yep.
So, you know, with the new beach added to community park, brings larger crowds not only for May, but then you look at 4th of July, and then you look
right.
at, you know, Labor Day, Memorial Day, the fireworks that are coming back. Everything that's starting to come back after COVID, right? We got a little break from it. It's all starting to come back now, full staff. And we just anticipate the crowds, and we got to be ready for them.
So do you cringe when either Bo Helms or Jackie Wallen call you and say, "Andy, I got an idea"?
No, not at all. Not at all. That's what our town's built on. You know what I mean? These great events, whether it be sports, tourism, or now these, you know, these micro events that we're building, that's what our town is built off of, and so we just continue to build off of them, and we get better off of them.
Well, and it continues to make our community better. It continues to feed, you know, our restaurants, our shopping.
Absolutely.
You know, and our tax base. You know, because then you go to a restaurant and you go to a store, we all pay for a tax, and that goes to the city.
Right.
And it's nice to see the out-of-towners help pay for that.
Yeah, and the more we grow, the more we get, right? The more stores
exactly.
come, the more restaurants come, the more things that we have to not drive to Henderson for.
I mean, Fort Mojave's getting a jack-in-the-box.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, I live down there. My son's already told me all about it. I told him we're going to have to work out twice a day, son. Just enjoy those tacos.
That's right. Or the chocolate Oreo shakes.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Yeah, but so we're growing and growing. And so are these events.
Absolutely.
So you're working with, you're meeting regularly with Larry and Sean and
yes.
talking about.
Absolutely.
Because that's three locations, huh?
It is. Three new locations this
yeah.
year. And so, yeah, we meet with them often. We have one coming up, actually, I think next week. And we just to touch base, see if there's anything
right.
new we need to know about, any more planning, different vendors.
And that Saturday night is a White Night event down in Rotary Park.
The night of River Run?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I'm glad you came.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad I came to learn something new. I thought they moved that to October.
Well, they moved Olivia's to October. And I shouldn't say White Night because the White Night is Olivia's.
Oh.
Women's Council is going to do their Western Auction.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, outdoors, just like the White Night, only it'll be outdoors. And,
okay.
Yeah. And warm.
Let's
yeah.
hope for good weather that weekend
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah.
Especially with all the bikes. And
yeah.
We don't. The people look better on the bikes dry.
Well, and they stay upright when it's dry.
Yeah, that too, huh?
Yeah.
And you do have to worry about that. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with the lieutenant. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. And the Chloride St. Patrick's Day Parade is coming on the 11th. And that's 9 to 3. Questions and answers, call 928-565-9777. And they can tell you all about it. And the 23rd Annual Classic Car and Rod and Clark and Bike Show at the Riverside this weekend.
My eyes again. Climbed aboard the dream.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, A hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block Breakfast, Lunch and Dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Mojave Electric continues to support education with $1,800 classroom grants for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special school project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in MEC service territory until March 17, 2023. Applications are available on www.mojaveelectric.com or at our member service office at 928 Hancock Road. Apply today. It's more than an apple. It's financial support.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with The Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. 16 styles and 7 models, 8x12 up to 16x40. You pick your options and we'll deliver your pre-built unit, balance and level. Come see me and let me help you own your shed. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave, or call me at 928-758-7224.
Our town, the place we call home.
Here is the Our Town calendar. The Sounds of Kingman present the Sierra Sweethearts on Friday, March 10th at 7 p.m. The free performance features a sassy mix of cowgirl, bluegrass, classic country, and doo-wop music at the Lee Williams High School Auditorium. Donations are always accepted. Havasu's Earth Day Community Cleanup is in its second year and takes place on Saturday, March 25th. To register or volunteer, go to Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service on Facebook. Kingman's nonprofit Beale Street Theater announces its upcoming production of Fiddler on the Roof. The stage production at Kingman High School opens on March 31st and runs through April 8th. More information and tickets at BealeStreetTheater.com. The BBB is awarding students with its annual Ethical Torch Student Scholarship Program. High school students in Arizona are eligible. To learn more, visit torchsa.bbbcommunity.org.
Ah, you're still the one. Yes. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, they're supporting education with 18 $200 classroom grants. Now, if you've known a school teacher, they put a lot of money in their pocket into their classroom. So this helps 18 teachers with a $200 grant available for educators to purchase materials, equipment, or supplies for a special project for their classroom. Submissions are being accepted now from teachers in the MEC service territory up until the 17th. Then it's over. Then they'll make a decision on the 18 teachers that win. Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com. Just that exactly. MojaveElectric.com. Or you can call MEC. They can probably email it to you at 928-763-1100. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. If you're looking to get in shape in 2023, put Pro Fit Kitchen down for your breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or all three. What the heck? You know. And then the other thing is meal prep solutions. That's where you can order your lunch for the whole week, pick it up, and you get it ready. You don't have to go through a drive-thru. Yeah. A lot of people order their meals for the week. People from Kingman come down and pick up their orders for the whole week. You can too. Check the full menu, and you can place your order at ProFit Kitchen. That's K-I-T-C-H-I-N. Yes, you've spelled it wrong your whole life. K-I-T-C-H-I-N.com. And ask about their catering services. Oh, yes, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. Your place to eat and shop. Downstairs, we got ice cream store. We got restaurant. We got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. What do you want to eat? Then we got the Levi's store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn, to the movies, to the Pendleton store. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable internet, fiber internet. Yes, it doesn't go down. I've had it for a year. I've never called them. Yeah. Digital telephone and TV streaming service. And my wife streams TV all the time on her days off. Yes, you can too. This is from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Now, by the way, if you do that and you sign up, the more people in your neighborhood that sign up, the more they're going to come to your neighborhood next. Yeah, so you have to kind of work the streets a little bit. You can also call them at 888-227-2095. And they have over 13,000 connections available right now. Yeah. All right, back with the lieutenant. And he's reading three or four phones here at the same time.
Sending out some text messages.
Yep. Isn't that the way to communicate the best way?
Oh, absolutely.
It's short and it's sweet and, mm-hmm. and everyone understands it and it's always in your phone, you know.
There you go.
Yeah, they can't say I didn't get it or I forgot about
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah. People are going to show up at different times at the air show. But
right.
Then it's going to be over and everyone's going to leave at the same time.
Well, not necessarily, and I'm glad you said that. And so we don't want anyone showing up to the airport per se.
Right.
They have to go to the parking lots. The only ones that are allowed to be at the airport are going to be the VIP, so someone that's invited, like the showman's family.
Right.
Or the vendors or staff.
Right.
And they're going to actually have their own entrance, which is up by Finley.
Correct.
And that's going to be their entrance. It's going to be one way in and one way out.
So the other entrance will be shut down.
Just for buses.
Okay.
Correct.
Right.
So when you're talking about the parkway entrance to the airport, that's only for buses.
And don't follow a bus in because there will be somebody there with a badge telling
correct.
You,
correct.
You're not coming in here.
There will be two somebodies over there at that entrance. But once they get on a bus, and the buses, like I said, will start moving at 9:15, and they'll be getting everyone to the airport, the air show gates for the, you know, the ground display will
right.
open at 10 a.m.
Okay.
The actual air show doesn't start until noon. And that will run for about 2 hours until about, you know, 1400, 2
right.
o'clock.
And that's in the sky.
That's in the sky, right?
Right.
So it'll be 2 hours in the sky. And then, of course, they'll still have the static display, which is on the ground.
I think it would be
food
awesome.
Vendors, beer vendors. Don't forget about those vendors.
That's right.
People selling merchandise also in there. And then once the air show concludes, then they'll start making announcements about the gates will close at 4. So you'll have until that from 2:30 to 4 of when you want to leave.
Okay.
So I'm hoping everyone doesn't leave at the same time.
Yeah,
some people will stay and enjoy some food, right?
Sure.
Then maybe leave at 4, and then the gates will close at 4, and that's when you must be on your bus and head back to your parking lot.
Kind of like last call. It's time to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, right?
There you go. Wow, a lot planning.
So it's going to be a full day of events, and I hope people have a good time. You know, it looks fun.
I'm going to be in Vegas that weekend, Vegas with my son. But I would have loved to be there and see one of those biplanes fly by. You know,
right.
Close to the ground and fly by with the four wings on, you know, two wings on each side. You know,
and from what I understand, and I don't know much about these planes, but they're going to have a variety of planes.
Oh my gosh!
From military to civilian.
Jensen sent me a list, and.
Yeah, I don't recognize half of them,
right? It says the name of them, but that don't mean nothing to me.
Right. And I hear they have a special thing. I won't let it out, but they have a special display that may come into town.
Ooh.
And like I said, I won't let it out, but it has some military ties. And from what I understand, from the World War II era, that people will really be excited about.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, so
wow.
That's going to be something to see.
All right. That's May April 1st.
April 1st. Larry, don't get it wrong.
I know.
Here.
April 1st, the display's open, and vendors and food. And, by the way, when you go in, it's free. You don't pay nothing to get in.
And you are allowed to bring your chairs and umbrella, but no ice chests.
No ice chests. Okay.
That's correct.
So you can bring a chair and sit back and watch the air show.
Yep.
Or sit back and watch your grandson climb on a plane. And
there you go.
Yeah, it'll be lots of fun.
It's going to be tons of fun.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Lieutenant. Appreciate
Absolutely.
Your time.
Anytime.
Yeah. Hopefully Eddie made it up to where he could listen to you.
Hopefully Eddie's listening because he owes me lunch.
Yes, he does, huh? All right. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm about out of here. Don't forget, Mr. Sean Hannity's coming up right after the news. You'll have him for an hour. And I'm back tomorrow. And Paul Lavoie's back tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you then.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.